side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Welcome, friends. Welcome to a very special Christmas presentation of the Souls Harbor Ministry. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministries. For those of you that may recognize us, we are here every Sunday morning on this very station to present to you a Sunday morning worship service. Today, however, we want to just take a few moments of your time to share two or three Christmas songs and a few thoughts about the Christmas season. We're here today through the courtesy of ABC 7 and the Fox 22 television stations. We're thankful for them giving us this opportunity to talk about something that is very near and very dear to our hearts. We know that in the day that we're living in, Christmas has come to mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And in that, many times, the real reason for our season becomes lost. Well, I don't want to take anything away from your Christmas celebration, but I would like to encourage you to remember that without the birth of Jesus, there is no Christmas to celebrate. So today we're going to take some time to sing songs and talk about His coming, and to share the thoughts with you about the reasons why He came. Today, as we get started, Sue Ellen Deer and Nyla Carmichael are coming to sing a medley of Christmas songs that I hope will bring joy to your heart. If you know these songs, sing it along with them.
It's Christmas. The angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas. The bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. It's Christmas. The angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas. The bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world.
Hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain.
Jesus Christ is born. It's Christmas, the angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and
just about every Christmas time, I begin to think about the night that Jesus was born. I'm sure that for most of the people that lived back then, there was not really any difference in this particular night. It was the same as any other day. But for some, there was some anticipation. There was some anxiety growing within them because they sensed that this night was going to be different than any other night. That on this particular night, things were going to happen that would change all the other nights of mankind's living. Think about it when the angels came and announced to the shepherds that he was being born. How it created within them a feeling of anxiety because they really didn't know what it was all going to mean. They just knew it was significant. It was going to be something so very important that there would not be any other night like it. Well, I could talk about this a long time, but I'm going to ask Wanda St. Peter to come and sing another Christmas song that you might be familiar with. It's entitled, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. If you would, for the next moment or two as she's singing, just try to ignite your imagination and put yourself in the shoes of someone who may have been around on this particular evening, not really knowing what was happening, but yet feeling like something great was taking place. Listen to the words of this song as Wanda comes and sings, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's, O gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet birds foretold, when with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling. And the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. Let's hear the angels sing.
As Wanda was singing that song, I couldn't help but zero in on the word peace. We'd like to think that here at Christmas time, this is a time of peace. That if there was any time of the year where peace ought to be able to settle down upon all of mankind, it should be at this particular time. But reality tells us is that that doesn't happen. And even though this is a peaceful time, there are still things that rob us of peace, that bring us discomfort, that perhaps gives us turmoil and trials to deal with. What I'm talking about today is a time that Christmas reminds us of the things that we've not won, but the things that we've lost. I'm talking about family members. I'm sure today that there are people in this audience that are struggling with the celebration of this holiday because in the last months, you've lost someone very near and dear to your heart. There has been a hole created within your life that nothing seems to be able to fill. So rather than feeling the peace and the joy, the celebration that this time brings to us, today your heart is full of sorrow. There are griefs that you are trying to bear and finding that you just don't seem to have the inner strength to hold up underneath such a heavy load. Well, for you today, I want to stop in the midst of this celebration to pray. I want to pray for you. You see, I believe that's one of the reasons why this babe was so determined to come, to be born into this world, when he knew ahead of time that for him, this world had pain and suffering for him to endure. And yet, I think before all of that, he thought of you and me. He realized that if he didn't come, there would be no hope. There would be no comfort. There would be no peace. So today, through the privilege of prayer, I want to take you before God and ask him to help you. I'm not going to ask God for him to give you everything you wanted under the tree. That's not what this is about. We're talking about something that is very, very important to our lives. We need the comfort that only God can give through the gift of his Son. So would you bow your heads and your hearts with me and let's ask God for his help today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you can bring to our lives. For there is no other source of peace and comfort, of strength, of release than you today. We can look to the things of this world and they may bring a temporary relief, but that's the best that it is. It's temporary. But today I know that you are aware of everyone that is watching this program. You know where they are at in their journey of life. Today there are some whose hearts are filled with joy and contentment. But then, Lord, there are those that this time of the year brings great sadness to them. I pray for those today that somehow you would come to where they are and begin to lift them up above the shadows of their life. Lord, they may have lost loved ones, that nothing can take their place. And yet, Lord, we know that you fit every hole that is created within our lives, even the hole of a loved one who is no longer with us. So, God, I pray for your peace and comfort to come to them right now. And let this be a joyous holiday occasion for them, because, Lord, you have, through your great love, your grace, and your mercy, you have brought a great gift into their lives in that, Lord, you have filled that hole created by a loved one that is no longer with us. Touch each one, I pray, especially at this time of year. Let this be a memorable time because of the work that you do in each and every life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. I know that time is swiftly going by and we've got just a few moments of this program left. But I beg of you to indulge me for just those few moments. I know that we've had songs, and there are a lot of other songs that we could have had if we had had the time. Yet, I want to take a few moments just to provoke a little bit of thought about the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a lot of things to a lot of people. And without a doubt, Christmas today is different than it was perhaps even just a short time ago. I'm amazed as I go to different places of business here at this time of year, how much anxiety, how different people are because the pressure of Christmas is on them. I was in a place just a few days ago where the aisles were filled with people, and yet everybody was so much in a hurry, they were taking little notice of anyone around them. I can't tell you how many times I got pushed out of the way or somebody tried to get ahead of me to get where they thought I was going so that they wouldn't have to deal with me being there in their way. I listened to the tone of voice as people were talking, and I found myself saying, where is the joy of Christmas? It seemed like that Christmas had become lost. The real reason for Christmas had become lost in all of the other reasons that we seem to celebrate Christmas at this time of year. Now, I don't want to speak against those things. I know those things are going to happen. And it's sad that it does, because it takes a little bit of the joy of Christmas away when we're trying to find the right gift and the pressure is on us. We maybe should have started earlier than we did, but here it is coming up to the last minute and we can't find what we're looking for. And even then, after all that we go through looking for the perfect gift, we don't know that we found the perfect gift. Will they really be happy when they get this? Well, let me tell you, there is a gift that can be given at Christmas time that will always be received with happiness. It is the greatest gift that man could ever receive. And yet, when we look at the reason for the coming of this gift, we don't fully understand how much this gift's coming has changed life as we know it. I would like to recommend to you, for you to think about, how different life would be if the gift known as Jesus had not been given. You see, in the book of Isaiah, in the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born. That's the birth of the baby in the story of Christmas. Yet it goes on to say, unto us a son is given. Now, when I read that part of this passage of Scripture, I immediately begin to think of what it said in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That truly is the gift of Christmas. If not for that gift being given, there would be no Christmas for us to celebrate. December 25th would just be another day on the calendar. But because He came, He brought with Him changes that would take place that have made life much different than it would have been without His coming. Now, I could spend a long time here today talking about those differences. You see, I always think of Christmas as being a happy time, a time of joy, a time of peace, a time of comfort. Now, I just like everybody else, I've had things happen in my life that have tried to take that joy away. I know what it is to say goodbye to loved ones. I've lost both sets of grandparents. I've lost my father. I lost my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. I've lost a son-in-law. I've lost a baby that never did get to breathe their first breath of life, a grandchild. And yet when I look at those sayings have not dampened Christmas, but they have helped me to celebrate Christmas even more. The reason being is because in the midst of those losses, the presence of God came through the gift of His Son into our lives. And today we know we're going to meet them again when it comes that moment in our life when we too will say goodbye to this world. When I think of that first Christmas Eve, I'm trying to imagine what they must have thought in their minds as they began to celebrate the birth of a baby without really fully understanding what this baby was going to do in their coming. Now, I don't have time enough to get into all the details, yet I want to tell you the reason He came in such a humble fashion was so that He could be available to all mankind. He's not exclusive. You don't have to be of a certain position in life. You don't have to hold a certain occupation. You don't have to have a certain amount of money in your bank account to be recognized by God. None of those things matter. All you have to be is a living, breathing human being, and you qualify. Now, that's the good news. He's not looking at all those things that mankind looks at in order to accept you. He's just looking at you as somebody who needs Him. And friend, today, we all need Him. He came and was born in a stable, laid in a manger, so that nobody would be above Him or that He would be above no one. Today, He came in such fashion that all of us could receive Him as a gift. Now, I want to tell you, I want to be quick to say that there is no more important a gift for us to receive than the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In His coming, He makes right all the things that are wrong in our world. If you need hope today because you're feeling hopeless, you'll find that hope in the gift of Jesus Christ, His Son. If you're living in turmoil, then I want to tell you, He is the Prince of Peace that has come to bring a peace that passeth all understanding. Today, if you need something to give you warmth and comfort, the presence of God in your life will do that. But you see, it all comes through the gift of this little baby that was born in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago. Yet He still lives today. They took His human life on Calvary, but that wasn't the end of the story. He went to Calvary to make Himself real to all of us. And today, if you'll invite Him into your life, if you'll receive the greatest gift ever given to man, you too can know the joy of Christmas. For it will not only change your Christmas day, it'll change your entire life. Let me quickly pray for you today. Heavenly Father, You know every member of this audience today, and You know where they are with You. I pray, God, that You will make Yourself available to You, to them, so that one quick little prayer will change their circumstance, and that this Christmas will be the greatest Christmas ever because they have received the gift of Jesus Christ into their life. Do it, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with His hands? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss this little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day be God of creation? Did you know that your baby boy is the precious Lamb of God?